Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Post Commander of the Knoxville VFW Post 3519, Jake Beaver, as he talks about recent awards the Post has received and upcoming awards the Post will be receiving. A little award coming towards the Post's way. Take us through, Jake, what significant award the Post is going to be receiving.
We're going to be receiving the National All-American Post Award.
And what exactly does that mean?
It means a lot of work that we've done in the past year with all the programs that the VFW has, that we've been able to work them all, make them happen between scholarship programs with the Patriots Pen Essay Program, Voice of Democracy, Teacher of the Year, Scout of the Year, our Buddy Poppy programs, our Public Servant Award, which, as most everybody knows, we ended up winning a national award for that, our youth activities, vets in the classroom, our community service, and our membership. As of right now, we are in 16 new members for the past year.
So now this is first time the Post has won this award, first time you guys were named All-State. It seems like the Post is going in a pretty good trajectory. Take us through what's it mean to be the Post Commander, seeing this Post thrive the way it is.
I've been the Post Commander since 2013. The first couple of years was just learning it. And that come here we are in 2019 to be an All-State Post, an All-American Post, that we've gotten it figured out. Figured out how to work all the programs and been growing in our membership and just looking forward to what we got coming up next.
Talk about memberships. What do people say, there's veterans out there? What do they got to do to be a part of the VFW?
Yeah, come down and talk to us. We'll find out and make sure if you're eligible, because there's certain eligibility because it is the Veterans of Foreign Wars. So you have to have a campaign service medal from Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Bosnia, even World War II. We do have two members that are World War II veterans. So
now you're going to be getting this award, the All-American Award. When exactly are you going to be receiving this? Take us through that whole award process.
Well, here in a couple weeks, myself and our post senior vice, Brayman, we're going to be going down to Orlando to the national convention. We'll be going down there here in a couple weeks. It starts on July 20th, and the 22nd will be the All-American capping ceremony, where I'll receive the All-American cap just like I received the All-State Commander cap. From there, I really don't know, since it's the first time, so still trying to figure out what we got going on when we get down there.
What's it really mean to you? What's it, you know, we talked about all the things you guys have been doing. We talked about you guys won the award, you're giving out awards to Officer Brown, for instance. Seems like a lot of news being made. What's it really mean to you to be recognized and be the post commander for an All-American post?
It's still kind of shocking, because never thought we'd ever get it, not both in the same year. It's an honor to be elected so many times as the commander, to have the support of the membership and our community and even our staff here at our canteen and the auxiliary for helping us get through this over the past couple of years. This post has changed a lot, and it's really a big honor to represent Knoxville throughout the whole rest of the 2.5 million members of the VFW.
The Post couldn't do the stuff that it does without the support of the community. That's something that you guys have reiterated a lot. Take us through, you know, you got some events coming up as well, and you got some other community-based events that you've already taken part of. What's it mean to have the community support you the way they support you and hopefully support you, you know, going forward?
If we did not have the support of the community, we couldn't do anything, really. We wouldn't have, I mean, it comes down to funds for a lot of these things to be able to do them. They'll come and support with our feeds, or, you know, the next thing coming up is the Ruck March in September. That's our big project. That's where we really fully fund our relief fund. That's where we get the money so that we can actually help veterans out. Last year, we spent about $4,000, $4,000 to $5,000, just in Marion County area with veterans.
Now, what do you say to people that are probably listening to this for the first time, don't really know anything much about the VFW? What do you tell them? What would you tell them the VFW does and why it's important to support them?
The VFW nationally is a veteran service organization. We're about taking care of our fellow veterans, whether they're members or not, or guard or reserves. The VFW nationally has an office in D.C. that's sole purpose is to go and talk to senators and Congress to get these things fixed, like the Blue Water Navy Act or the GI Bill, or the Forever GI Bill. The thing they're working on now is the widow's tax. Locally, we're still about the service to our fellow veterans, but we're more of a community support type organization that we're kind of changing into. We're still about the veterans, but we like being a part of Knoxville, try to get involved in everything.
Congressman Lobsack recently stopped in here to have a little roundtable discussion with the veterans and learn more about issues and things like that. What's it mean to be able to see, you talked about senators and congressmen and appealing to those lawmakers and things like that. What's it mean to see a congressman come in here and try and learn more about what exactly you guys are doing and some of the issues that veterans are having around here in Knoxville and Marion County.
That was a really good opportunity for people, local veterans and family members, to have a congressman here that they could sit right down in front of them and talk to them instead of writing a letter or sending an email. You got them right here in front of you. You got your staff with them. Bring up the issues and talk about it.
When it comes to the VFW moving forward for post 3519, are there anything that people can get ready for that are coming up here in the next couple months?
The Ruck March is our big project for September, and we got a couple things we're working on for October. November, Veterans Day, we'll be out and about all over town with Buddy Poppies. We'll be out at the breakfast, and we'll be having a soup feed down here, and we'll be doing this Operation Santa Claus again down here for a couple of days in December. And still a couple other things we're fine-tuning until we announce them, but there's some more things coming down the way.
Again, you know, you said you can't do this without the support of the community. Is there anything that you'd like to tell the people in Knoxville and tell the surrounding area and even the veterans that are a part of the VFW about being named All-American Post?
I'll say it again. Thank you for electing me so many times as a commander. I'll keep doing it maybe for a little while longer. I don't know. But thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting Knoxville. Thanks for coming to everything, supporting in every way, shouting us out. Auxiliary, all the auxiliary members, thank you for always being there, helping sometimes behind the scenes, sometimes right out there in front. Our staff has always come in and supported any project that we've ever got going. Again, it's just thank you. It's really kind of a big deal for us around here. We're still kind of in shock about being named All-State, and now we just got named All-American. We're still recovering.
Thanks to Post Commander for the Knoxville VFW Post 3519, Jake Beaver, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.